T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This podcast on 97.3 The Fan is brought to you by Hamul Casino, San Diego's closest casino. Real close, real friendly, real fun.
All right, little news reported here.
Oh no, are we going to get faxed right now?
No, I think this is real. I mean, it's speculation real. Hector Gomez.
Wait.
Speculation real. Real speculation.
Oh, our speculation is in fact real.
Yes,
because we're saying it out loud.
Hector Gomez reporting that two teams showing the most interest in the recently released Robinson Cano are the Brewers and the Padres. Does Robinson Cano fit with the San Diego Padres? Woods, choose your words carefully. Because you don't want to back yourself into a corner.
Yes.
Yes. Woods says, yes, there is a place for Robinson Cano with the San Diego Padres.
Yeah, first base coach.
Interesting. Veteran presence. Yes.
Special assistant to Bob Melvin.
Yes.
He's, you know, I was looking up his numbers. Obviously, he cleared waivers, so any team can now grab him for the minimum.
Yeah, for not going to cost you a fortune.
Prorated minimum this year, plus next year minimum as well, I believe you'd have to commit to. So it's not nothing.
Next year also?
Because his contract was through next year that it was released with the Mets. So
I said it two weeks ago when I was watching MLB Network, and Harold Reynolds vehemently against the signing of Robinson Cano for the San Diego Padres, which Greg Amsinger had as his number one fit. Greg may look like a genius today if it does come through. Then again, to say a team that's struggling on offense, you know, wouldn't stand from a guy that would have been in the Hall of Fame, wouldn't be benefited by it. Yeah, that's not really that much of a stretch. But
Padres need a backup infielder, correct?
They just signed the...
We haven't even seen him on the field yet.
Paulie and I saw him on the field yesterday taking ground balls.
Sergio Alcantara?
Right. Yeah, Alcantara.
Right. So the question is Robinson Cano an upgrade over Sergio Alcantara?
Defensively, probably not.
No, he's a mediocre defensive player.
Offensively, maybe not. Probably not.
Okay, well then that would seem to be then you're going toward no.
I said it last week. I don't want the Padres to be the landing spot for the guys in the twilights of their career, as it used to be when you were going up. When you were growing up, Ben, here in San Diego, and you're going to the Murph, oh, this is going to be rad. We can watch Greg Maddux on the bump today.
It actually was kind of fun.
Of course it was. Well, and hey, by the way, when I go to a game and Robinson Cano is going to be there, it's going to be awesome.
Piazza
Mike Piazza
is a Padre?
Right. When I see Robinson Cano, I'm going to go, damn, that's Robbie Cano, don't you know? I have always liked Robbie Cano.
I think we've learned a bit of our lesson, though, with Matt Kemp and some other
Vince
players.
Vince Velasquez and Jake Arrieta.
James Shields.
And on and on and on and on and on it goes. Now, if there's a pinch hitting, I mean, if the pinch hitting opportunity, Robinson Cano, sure, man. Can he still swing it, though? That's the
thing. Well, you know, his last full season, which was the short season of 2020 because he had another suspension last year, his numbers weren't bad. They weren't bad at all. There was still a decent hitter in there as of 2020. Now, at some point, you get old enough, you fall off a cliff. Did he fall off the cliff, or is it still in there? And, you know, like many guys, he just got off to a slow start, and there's still a good offensive player in there.
So what Harold said, and this is a quote, this is like exactly what he said. He goes, look, if you are okay, and if you have the type of offense that can suffer from, call it 3 weeks of offers, he could help your team, but you got to get through there. You know why? Because he needs the ABs. So you're going to take a guy that's not quite ready, sit him on the bench, and then expect him to do
good
something.
Point.
And that's if everyone here can come to agreement. Okay, Robbie Cano in the nine hole for 3 weeks of taking offers or bloops or whatever as he gets his timing down. If we can all handle that, then maybe he's a good.
I also worry if Ha-Sung Kim needs a day, and Fernando Tatis Jr. isn't back. Can you really put Robbie Cano at shortstop?
No. You just take Crony to short, and okay. You put Cano at second
and put someone else at first.
Yeah. Hosmer will play first.
Right.
So if Kim needs a day,
Cronenworth would be your backup shortstop now.
Yeah.
He's your backup first baseman, your starting second baseman, and your backup shortstop would be Jake Cronenworth.
Right.
And I guess that's feasible.
Profar can also play first. He played first some last season, right. Voight can play first. Yeah, I mean there's a couple of different options, but what he doesn't do for me is he a big name? He is a huge name, and in his prime, Ben was one of the most fun human beings to watch play this game. I don't really care about the mistakes he's made in the past as far as PED goes. You know how I feel. I don't really care. He's not going to come in and look around and open up a suitcase. All right, who wants some? That's not what I'm worried about. I'm not worried about a bad influence. I'm not worried about any of that. I don't care about it. Can he help this team win? I don't know. That's the biggest problem, is I just don't know how productive he could be if the speculation is true and he is a San Diego Padre.
But right, are we in like desperation mode? Because that it could be seen as a kind of a desperation move, like Jake Arrieta, Vince Velasquez were last year. Or
you are if you're starting him every day.
Or are you signing him? Because
if the question is Robinson Cano do more for your team than Sergio Alcantara? Because that's right now probably the roster space we're talking about. There's certainly a debate to be had there. Yeah, a young guy with a good arm and, you know, still a lot of, you know, potential in there, but really is really nothing special, right, in Sergio. Or a guy who has done it on every level, has playoff experience, but is long in the tooth, and you don't know what he's got left in the tank, and he's not going to have the defensive skills. There's a huge debate that in there, and there's no right or totally wrong answer. I mean, there is, and we'll find out later which one probably was the right or the wrong answer, but right now we don't know which one it is. It's just a debate. I'm always fascinated by A.J. Preller. What attracts him and doesn't attract him to certain players? Because, you know, clearly he wants to put together the best team, but sometimes I do feel like AJ can turn into the fan who gets sometimes he gets you know, he sees the glitter of a shiny toy and wants that toy, and he sees it and it's available, and you know, hey, we can do this, let's do it. Do you ever see that with AJ a little bit? Because he doesn't seem like a guy who gets starstruck. But
I can't decide. I mean, I know that he has guys that he likes. I mean, but again, some of the guys that he likes would be phenomenal guys here. Lindor was one that he really, really liked that was on the board. Matt Olson was one that was on the board. Those are good guys to like and want.
Jose Ramirez, yes,
great fit for any team anywhere. Those are three really good players.
Like, even when you already have an MVP caliber third baseman, still a great fit.
You'll figure it out, right? J-Ram. Grab your mitt, you're playing second.
Manny Machado was exactly that guy.
Exactly that guy, Benny. So I don't get the... I don't want to make too much out of this until I know, A, that he's here, B, what his role is. If he's coming off the bench to pinch hit, I don't really care. What do I care? Who's he blocking? C.J. Abrams? No. I mean, C.J. Abrams wasn't really ready. And Cano He has done it. He's done it in the past. Maybe you catch lightning in a bottle. You probably don't. You probably don't. But maybe. I don't really care. It's not going to do anything. Like, it's not going to affect me one way or the other. I like Robbie Cano. Always have. Always really, really liked his game. One of the smoothest, sweetest left-handed swings you'll see. Just don't know what he's got left, man. Maybe there's something to prove, you know? Maybe.
Interesting.
It's interesting, certainly. But I don't want to be the team, that team, you know. Hey, I'm going to finish out my career, play a little golf, you know, come down, get some swings. I just don't like that.
Let me give you some full time for your Rhino report, Paul. So I will I'll delay that to our next segment. I will mention on a non-baseball topic that today, in the past, in a past life for Ben Higgins, was always a very anticipated day for
me. Oh, big time.
NFL schedule release day. You know, you pour over it. When the Chargers were here and you get that schedule, I mean, if you didn't do a win, lose, lose, win, win, go through the schedule, I don't know what you're doing. You're not really a fan if you don't do that on the day the NFL schedule is released. It will happen officially this afternoon, evening on NFL Network. All the schedules will come out. All 17 games, you know what your teams are facing, whatever you're a fan of. And a lot of them have been leaking out a little bit early in terms of some of the primetime and holiday matchups that we've heard over the last few days. But after today, we don't, no more leaks. It'll just all be out there and we'll have the full schedule for the NFL. But it used to be one of my favorite days. Now, when you're not quite as invested, you know, the games will happen when they happen. And it's like, just tell me who's playing this week.
Yeah.
And I don't need to know quite
It's not out yet, though.
No, it's I think like 4 o'clock our time. Is
every fan base in America has their team going 14-2.
Right, 14-3, yes.
There is this connection with Cano and Tatis. Everybody knows about that. And then James says, you guys are sleeping on Cano. I think it's a huge ad. He's from San Pedro, same town as Tatis. He's still a decent bat. He's not. He's not a decent bat. He's not. I hope that he could be. But if he was a decent bat, he'd still have a job.
Remember, the New York Mets
paid
him
$7 billion
to go away. Keep that in mind. They're paying him a lot of money to not play for them for the next season and a half plus. A lot of money to not play for them.
So Heyman's reporting that it's done.
Done deal.
Yeah.
To the Padres.
Nearing.
Nearing a done deal.
Nearing.
Close to signing. His word.
I it's weird because it's like I'm happy to eat my words if he comes out and produces, but I like him. I like him. So it's not like, what are we signing this idiot for? I just don't think he has anything left in the tank. And I think if he did, I mean, you're telling me the Mets don't need veteran leadership too? I mean, you're telling me that the Mets don't need a left-handed bat? They're playing well. I get it.
Well, since it's not your money, that's the phrase we love to use, right?
Yep.
Is it worth the risk?
It's a small, tiny risk.
I think that the argument is that it's an almost no risk,
it's almost
all reward
no risk,
yeah. Move. Now, I do think, now we've seen, you know, Manny Machado's reaction. I mean, what happens when Robinson Cano gets here? Manny falls in love, and, you know, Robinson Cano doesn't hit, but Manny's going, we need this guy in our clubhouse.
I don't think it's Manny you need to worry about. I think it's the guy that he trains with that's coming back
all
in
right,
June or
either
July.
Way, either way. You know, does that then cause a disruption? If you do then say, well, we've tried it for a month and he's not hitting, he's not giving us anything. Sorry, we're going to let you go. Do you have a mutiny in your clubhouse again because you can't get rid of one of these character veteran guys who
anymore.
Are giving so much leadership
no,
to your team?
That can't happen anymore. That ship has got to sail. That's got to be the first ship to sail. If you want to win a championship team, it is a business. You're going to have to make moves that are tough and are going to affect the clubhouse from time to time. What happened last year cannot happen. And if it's Eric Hosmer, if it's Will Myers, if it's anybody else, if it's Robinson Cano, it just can't happen.
Was Manny right about Eric Hosmer?
So far, where would they be without Eric Hosmer right now?
Is Manny secretly doing the I told you so dance?
Well, Manny wanted Nelly Cruz. What's Nelly Cruz doing, by the way, in Washington? Nothing?
I don't believe so.
So, I don't think I'm sleeping on Robinson Cano. I don't think I'm sleeping on him. I don't think he's got anything left in the tank. I'm really hoping that he does.
It's funny because we do lament the guys who we didn't sign that are doing well. We rarely celebrate the
guys ones that we wanted.
And you wanted Nelson Cruz is 19 for 109, 174 batting average, 266 OBP, 284 slug, negative 0.5 war.
That's Matt Beatty-esque.
So far. Dismal.
Dismal.
OPS plus of 64. Dismal so far for Nelson Cruz this season.
Could it have been different here? Maybe. You'll
and
never
they're
know.
Paying him. What did they sign him for?
19 or 18, yeah. something pretty ridiculous.
Something in the 15 to 20 range, if I'm not mistaken.
JPJ is just picking up a guy because he knows Tatis is just nepotism and rarely works out in any contest. We'll see. I mean, if he – I don't – trust me. Here's what I don't think is going to happen. I don't think this is a, ooh, let's sign him because Fernando wants us to. I think if you sign him, you're signing him to genuinely help the team. And if you think he can still do that – then great. I'm happy. I want to see it. I love the guy. I hope he comes in and mashes.
All right. Do you want Robinson Cano? Tweet us at Ben and Woods. You can give us a call, 833-288-0973. We should have time to get your opinions here on the rest of Ben and Woods going until 10 o'clock. We do have that Rondo report still. Double T's now coming up next. So, but if you want to get online, give us a call, 833-288-0973. Some potential Padres news on this off day. With Ben and Woods, right now let's check traffic on 97.3 The Fan.
Really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
All right, football fans, the NFL Draft is almost here, and the free Odyssey app brings you the latest coverage from the biggest sports radio stations across the country. Which players will help your team the most? Who will make a draft day trade? Will they be ready for week one? The local conversations about the team you love. All streaming free right here on the Odyssey app. A-U-D-A-C-Y. Download it today.
Well, I see our shenanigans have made their way over to the great Brian O'Grady and his wife Delaney, probably sitting in a hospital room somewhere in Florida right now with their brand new baby girl, Mila. And we were what started as an innocent, sweet tribute and a welcome to planet Earth for little Mila, who is here and healthy, and Delaney's doing great, and Brian's there with them now from Japan. It went haywire, as it usually does. And it
took about 15 seconds.
Yeah, it took about 15 seconds before it went absolutely bonkers. And now we sent the audiogram out, and Brian O'Grady, along with his wife and apparently his baby girl, have now heard it. And he said, and this laid me out, he said, I just got the tweet back. He goes, this is so sweet. Also, I'm rolling listening to this. Red Hot Chili Peppers, my favorite band of all time. So the Red Hot Chili Pipers could not have been a more perfect song to bring it all home. Thank you to Ben and Woods very much.
Yeah, if you missed it, the segment devolved into really an exploration of the catalog of the bagpipe cover band known as the Red Hot Chili Pipers.
Who I feel like I have to put on my list of bands. There's a few bands out there that I really want to see, Interpol, The National, and now... The Red Hot Chili Pipers have now gone on to that list.
Waiting for them to release their world tour dates.
Yes.
And when they'll be stopping in San Diego, hopefully. All right, Paulie, let's take it over with you right now. We're our Rindle Report time.
And get things started here with our edition, today's edition of the Rindle Report.
Now tuned into the greatest.
Welcome to the Rindle Report.
with Paul Reindel.
All right.
Two stories from the world of sports that we haven't gotten to yet.
We'll start off in Major League Baseball.
And one story that you didn't know you needed.
Are you laughing, Biatch?
It's the Reindel Report.
Hey, Paul, how you doing?
On 97.3 The Fan.
Are you ready to bless the mood? I need some help, please.
That was good.
Thank you, Dave.
Thanks, Dave.
Oh, my goodness. All right, we will start off in Major League Baseball. Christian Yelich yesterday became the sixth player in history to hit for the cycle three times.
Thrice, Ben.
Thrice. Three times. I saw that. I go, like, we waited forever for one player to do it one time.
It's so awesome.
Padres do now have three cycles in their franchise history.
Matt Kemp.
Yes.
Will Myers. And... Jake
Cronenworth did it.
And how about this? All of his cycles came against the Reds.
That's nuts.
Who have allowed 20 in their
they
franchise
still got
history.
Their ass kicked by the Reds yesterday.
Yeah, Reds are hot. They are hot. Yeah. Cubs needed to beat the Padres to stay ahead of the surging Reds in the NL Central.
What do you guys feel about the cycle? It feels like, to me, that it's so sick. And it doesn't get the respect it deserves, I don't think. Like, you know, no hitter happens. Everyone loses their mind. Perfect game has obviously only been done, 23 times in history. I think hitting for the cycle is so cool.
Cycle is so badass.
It feels like it's so much more rare. And then to see that this guy's done it three times, you're like, good God.
Like, I've hit maybe four homers my whole life. I remember every second. I've hit maybe one triple.
It's you know me. I love statistical oddities, so I love the cycle. But it's weird in that most accomplishments are done by being the absolute best you can be.
Yeah.
A perfect game is perfect because you make no mistakes. A no-hitter is a no-hitter because you don't allow hits. A cycle, by definition, you have to have room for improvement. Four home runs would be better than a single, a double, a triple,
100%.
And a home run. But you can't do the four home runs. You have to get the single, the double, the triple, and the home run. You know, two doubles, a triple, and a homer are
a better game than
a cycle.
But
you're
pissed.
It's not a cycle.
You're pissed. You're like, ah.
So that's a little bit of a weird thing with the cycle.
It's so great, though. It's such an anomaly is the right word.
I've told you the story. I almost saw the most amazing. I wanted to call it the home run cycle. Tino Martinez at the Kingdom, playing for the Yankees against the Mariners in 1997. I want to say
it was Mariners.
Mariners Yankees.
Yankees.
And
was he a Yankee or a Mariner?
He was a Yankee at that time. And he hit three home runs in, I believe, his first three at bats. He had a solo shot, a two run shot, and a three run shot.
My God.
And I'm thinking, oh my God, if he hits a grand slam. I mean, what are the chances, obviously, but no one ever could do that in baseball. Four home runs is incredibly rare, and to do one of each would be unbelievable. So, ninth inning, he's scheduled to bat fourth that inning. You go, oh, this would be amazing. Yankees load the bases. Doesn't even see a strike. Walks on four pitches, forces in the run. I go, oh, man, you got a swing, man. You got a chance for history. They bat around again. Comes up a second time in the ninth inning with the bases loaded again.
Good God.
And strikes out. Didn't get it done, but I was like, I'm going to witness the most amazing quote unquote cycle ever. It was very early in the season, third game of the year.
Wes says a three home run game is better than the cycle. Yeah, dude.
Total bases, yeah. Total bases for a cycle is
7, 9, 10.
10.
Yeah. You get 12 with a three home run game.
Totally.
Hitting three homers in a game is, I mean, I can't even fathom how cool that is.
Two homers, a double, and a single.
Awesome.
Better than a cycle.
What a great day. What a great, great day. But no, that was cool of Yelich. Nice of him to do something.
What, you got him on your fantasy team?
No. But he's just, you know, he's done much.
All right, in the NBA, Nikola Jokic was named the most valuable player yesterday. Back-to-back MVP awards for him. The Nuggets big man, he finished first with 65 first place votes. Second was another international player, Joel Embiid. And third was another international player with Giannis Antetokounmpo. So I think it's good for the NBA. It shows that the brand has really gone global. But Jokic just had another.
Oh, you hate America, Paul? You hate Americans in America?
Why are you
cheering for all these foreigners?
He didn't do it.
I know. I'm just saying.
I don't have a vote.
Someone out there is thinking it's not good. Of course it's good.
Well, he averaged 27, 14, and 8. So that's going to be an MVP regardless of where you come from. But no, good for him. And Nikola Jokic, back-to-back MVPs.
He was on a covered wagon and a horse when he got the news. True.
Says here on ESPN, he was caught by surprise as he rode in behind his horse on a two-wheeled cart at his stable in Serbia.
It was widely reported 4 days ago that he was winning the MVP award. That surprised. What? Me? MVP?
Nuggets head coach Michael Malone and the president of the team were waiting for him. Gave him a big hug. Gave him the good news. He had to do interviews from right in front of his stable.
I am so surprised here with this TV camera crew set up at my European home that I won the MVP. Shocking.
And he's about to get paid because he's now eligible for the Supermax extension. And if he gets that, which he should and probably will from Denver, it's going to be $254 million over seasons. Not bad.
I like that NBA has contracts called Supermax contracts. You have Supermax prisons and you have Supermax contracts. And those are the only two things that are referred to as Supermax. Giant paydays for NBA superstars
and prisons
and facilities to house the worst of the worst criminals. And that's the same adjective we use for both of them.
I've been waiting patiently for this story.
All right, go ahead.
Wait till you hear this.
Well, the headline is Madonna is selling NFTs with 3D scans of her anatomy.
Her, you know.
Boobs.
Nope. The other.
Well, those are also in it.
Yeah, they're in it. Oh. It's like a cartoon, right? Ish. We looked at it.
3D generated video.
It's a 3D generated video.
Three of them.
We watched them this morning for research purposes. Paulie and I did.
Yes, for research.
Well, did they take like laser measurements to get it?
I would imagine
accurate?
This is actual. She did pose.
Is that the value
for
here?
These?
Yeah. Yeah. The 63-year-old is getting involved with the 63. NFT world. So each video, there's three videos. They're up for auction right now. Each video has something different growing out of her. One is a tree.
Yep, we saw that.
Another is a swarm of butterflies.
Yep, that was kind of cool.
And then the third is...
not my favorite.
Robotic centipedes.
Wasn't the best part.
I did not like that
one. I did not like it either. But the tree... she's sitting back and it's kind of open and the tree grows directly from. And do you have the audio, Paul?
I do.
Wait, audio?
Yeah, there's audio of it.
Of the tree growing?
Yeah, of the whole thing. Listen.
My journey through life as a woman is like that of a tree. Starting from a small seed.
Whoa.
Always pushing against the resistance of the earth.
This is real, by the way. We didn't
make
this up.
The endless weight of gravity. Scorching heat and pouring rain and punishing winds. I've taught myself to be supple so that I won't break. While predators pick at my fruit and scrape my bark. Saw off my branches.
Ben's face.
Chop me down. Burn me to the ground. They will never destroy my essence, nor take my glory, nor extinguish my soul.
Mm-hmm. What are you paying for that? What's your bid?
Nothing.
I can tell you what they're going for.
How much?
She's raising money. The money raised from the NFTs is going to go to three charities that are focused on supporting women and children around the world.
Okay. That's good. Those good charities.
Right now, it's the line of NFTs, I guess you call it. It's Mother of Creation. There's the three videos. Mother of Technology. That's the one with the centipedes. That's currently up for bid at just over $13,000.
Okay.
Mother of Evolution. That is the one with the butterflies. Just over $20,000. And the Mother of Nature with a tree growing out of her.
Yep.
$30,134.
So like $66,000 ish, roughly.
For a good cause.
Great cause.
Mm-hmm.
You got to see the videos. But I already saw the video, so don't I? Why would I need to buy the NFT? Don't you do the NFT so that you're the only one that has it?
Yeah, that's
you would have the.
That's
rights.
What everyone thinks, but that doesn't. It doesn't work that way,
right?
Everyone sees it. That's why. That's why I totally don't understand NFTs.
Correct.
Your version isn't any different than anyone else's.
Correct.
That they can see. You just get to say you own. I mean, we could sell an NFT of the Ben and Wood show. Everyone else could still get to listen to it. Someone out there could pay big bucks and say, this was my show. We'll sell every show at the end of the show. How about that? Each show at the end of the show, we sell to one of our tier ones.
And just call it an NFT.
NFT of this particular show. You have your own audio, digital audio recording of that show that is then yours in perpetuity. Odyssey, you'll probably want to cut it.
I would imagine.
About that. That's our Rondell report on a Thursday. Thank you, Paul, for that enlightening.
You're welcome.
What happened to her British accent? Remember, she was British for a while?
She mixes it up. I like it. Always been a big fan.
You mix it up.
I do mix it up.
I like that, too. All right, our phone lines are open, 833-288-0973. More reports. Padres may or may not get done today, but are in final discussions with Robinson Cano on a free agent contract. Good move? Not a good move?
Cool move or fool move,
cool
Paulie.
Or fool. We'll play that next with Ben and Woods on San Diego's number one sports station, 97.3 The Fan.
Reactions coming in about Robinson Cano. You know, it spans it runs the gamut, Ben, from, well, who cares, minimum deal. You know, he's not really taking anybody's slot right now. Stop gap till Tatis gets back, lefty bat. And then David, with the tweet that made me wheeze, he said, is Tris Speaker not available?
You get a literal snort out of Woods on that during the break. He actually snorted, which... I mean, it's Woods, so let's be honest.
Settle down. Those days are behind me,
snorts,
Ben.
Snorts do occasionally occur. But if you've got some thoughts here, because it looks like it's not...
Is Speaker not available?
It's not done.
The old split grip. Ty Cobb, split grip. Who is this guy? Yeah, see? Throw me that fastball, see? Oh, my God, I'm screaming. Oh, my stomach hurts. It's the most I've exercised in weeks.
Who's the player that we just faced that they said it looks like 1929?
God. Joey Wendell.
Joey Wendell, yeah.
1927. He does.
He looks like
all right, two bets, I knocked this out of the box. It's so funny, dude. Our buddy Sam with the tweet of the year so far. Yeah, I mean, look, I fall somewhere in the middle. It's not like you're going, oh, great. Now, so-and-so can't come up and play because Robinson Cano's clogging up a roster spot. I don't feel that way. I do think, I mean, it's not like, all right, the Padres just traded for Robinson Cano. They're going to have to eat half of his salary. It's no money in general terms. It's no money. It's very low risk.
All right, we're going to go to your phone calls on this topic, 833-288-0973, right after this check of traffic on 97.3 The Fan. All right, again, 833-288-0973. Robbie Cano.
Sorry.
To the Padres.
I'm sorry.
Woods had a hot mic moment there. He thought Paul was talking to him. Paul was just talking to the phone callers. What? Huh?
I'm getting old, boys.
Sound like it. Let's go out to John. John, welcome to Ben and Woods on 97.3 The Fan.
Hi, John.
What's happening? I got a special message from Woodsy. It's from a former colleague. I cannot say whether it's a male or female, but to quote them, Woodsy, I love you, but you're a beating.
I'm a beating.
Think of that.
Yeah, you know, I love you, but you're a beating. What? I can attest to that.
Hey, that was a famous quote from your old show because I used to listen.
Got
to
be from Jay Isbell, so, I would imagine.
Here's the deal: Robinson Crew is basically getting him for a bag of donuts, a backup second baseman / backup DH. And hey, can he play a little outfield? I mean, considering what they paid hey, they wanted to pay Nelson Cruz at 40 years old. I realize he still had some good years, but they wanted to pay him a ridiculous amount of money, and he's 40 years old. I mean, he could be jumping off the table real quick this year.
All right.
Rod Carew, Robinson Cano, Robinson Crusoe, if you're a literature fan. John, thanks for the call. Hey, maybe Robinson Cano figures it out and has a great season and a half with the Padres and joins the 3,000 hit club here in San Diego sometime late next year. He'd need a lot of hits still to get there. He's the closest, though, of any active player.
How many
in baseball,
is he
right?
Short?
Let's see where he's exactly at. Robinson Cano career hits. I think I could do this a little faster.
I would think so. I mean, it's the modern
professional. He is at 2,632.
That leaves him how many short?
368 hits short.
Awesome. We'll look forward to that in 2025.
If not later.
If not later.
You need, 200 hits is an incredible season. He'd basically need to be on the 200 hit pace between now and the end of this year and all of next year.
I'll eat my
to get
hair.
To 3,000.
I'll eat Ben's hair if it happens. All right.
Manny Machado now in about 15, 10, 12 years, if he's still with the Padres. Maybe. Maybe. Let's go to Darren El Cajon. Darren, you're next up with Ben and Woods on 97.3 The Fan.
Fellas, what's going on this morning?
How we doing, buddy?
Doing all right. All right, so I'll make it short. I think the saddest thing about the fact that it looks like the Robinson Cano signing will go through is that we have a $200 million payroll, and we're filling out our roster with DFA players from both the Dodgers and the Mets, and we're literally doing it to fill the DH role, which might be the saddest thing I've seen. So, yes, it's not that big of a deal. He's making league minimum. No one really cares if he produces great. If not, also really doesn't matter. But the fact that we're having to do this is just kind of sad and makes me a little worried that these are the teams that we're going to be competing with for a pennant.
Rack his ass right now. One of the
really
better calls
call.
I've heard in a long time. And he got me. I was rocking back and forth because it hurts when it's true.
Okay, but who's available that you want to pay premium dollars
Nick
for?
Castellanos was available
a while ago, but right now.
Oh, right now?
Right
Robinson
now.
Cano.
There's really not. It's not like you've got a full market of free agents to go out there and choose from.
Which is why you do this in the off season. So you don't have to sign Robinson.
Well, they went and got they got Voight and until yesterday he's not been great. But
my head hurts. This makes my head hurt. The Padres are off tonight, right?
Yes.
Thank God. Thank God. I can't do it.
Day off, right. And then Atlanta.
Robbie Cano is your DH, maybe.
Three in Atlanta, another day off on Monday, three in Philadelphia, and then three in San Francisco. And hopefully by the time the Padres come back to the West Coast to face the Giants, Bob Melvin hopefully should be ready to face the team. It looks like definitely good reports on the prostate surgery from yesterday. All went well. Doctors seem optimistic and wishing Bob Melvin very speedy recovery today.
And I will, just to address the last caller that said I'm a beating, he has never played outfield.
Never once. So DH or second base or
DH.
First base.
Call it DH, yeah. Alan says, the way I see it, I'd rather have Cano off the bench than, quote, sorry-ass Beatty. Saw Beatty in the locker room yesterday. Paulie and I did. We went down to the Padres. It's the first time I was ever in the Padres clubhouse.
He's on the injured list. First time you've ever been in there.
Yeah.
Yeah, interesting.
So when we started in 19... together as a show, we had credentials. I would always go down to the field, and I didn't. On the field is a really bad place to do an interview because in the background they're playing music. We've played interviews before on our show. It sounds terrible, and in fact, I've said,
ding, ding, clubhouse can also be a bad place to do an interview as well.
It's terrible.
Usually, are playing music in the clubhouse too.
That's true. So they were yesterday, but we did go in the clubhouse and. Back then, Benny, I just was kind of a starry-eyed, wide-eyed, fan. I'd kind of fallen into this thing with you. And so I just kind of sat down there and watched them take grounders and just took it all in and said hello to managers and stuff. But so yesterday was the first day I actually got to go into the clubhouse pregame. It was an experience. I felt kind of like that 2019 was. What is that noise? Is that. That sounded like it sounded like we were on the field.
It's the wind blowing.
That's what it sounded like. I thought Paul was doing a bit. Did you hear that?
I did. I heard it. I thought he was doing a bit, too.
Is he...
We're gonna finish the show with 5 minutes of tropical
of winds. So anyway, we go down in there. So you got at one table, you got Haas, Myers, Crony. Who was the other one there? They're like playing cards or something.
The cool, yes, they say the cool kids table.
100%. Saw Beatty. He's injured, so he was just like moving some stuff around in his locker. Saw Sean Manaea, very handsome, more handsome in person. Saw Clev. Clev said hello. Such a nice dude. And we didn't really talk to anybody. We didn't go interview anyone. No one gives you, like, you need kind of the look over, like, yeah, all right, I'll chat with you. We didn't get it at all.
You're never going to get the look over.
Well, we had masks on, too, so it makes it a little bit tougher.
Protocols in place.
Crony gave us kind of the, what's up, fellas?
He looked like he just got out of, like, an ice bath. He was... He was soaking wet, and he looked cold.
Yeah,
like his
cold.
Face, his skin color was like a shade of blue.
Yeah, it was. He just gotten out of the ice bath. But we did catch up with some of our fellow media colleagues in there, so that was fun.
Used to go into the clubhouse every day for years covering the team. Now it's a more of a rare occasion. I never really enjoyed it.
Oh, I never will.
I mean, I acknowledge it. This. You know, these guys should have a personal space where they can feel like they're not under the watchful glare. They're out in public, you know, they're baseball players, they're famous. Manny Machado about town, on the field, eyes are on him.
He was nowhere to be found, by
you know
the way.
It feels like, hey, in the clubhouse at least you can have a place of your own, but they do allow the media in there. It's a limited amount of time, and they know when it is, and the guys who really want to avoid the media, you'll find them in the training room during the time that the media is available to go into the clubhouse. But I think the smarter ball player who knows how to play the game, you cultivate relationships, you have conversations, and then one day, you know, when you kind of need it, whatever for whatever reason you need to tell your story, it's very easy to do so when you're willing to, you know, play ball during those lean times when a reporter needs a quote, needs a quick interview, and, yep. And you're helpful, you're willing to do it. It really is no skin off your nose. Give a couple of minutes. One day it may pay off. You know, who knows when you need it. But it tends to be good to cultivate those relationships.
Yeah.
So
yeah, it was fun. It was just good to be down there.
I just feel very awkward. Well, I'm an awkward person.
I find
in the clubhouse, I'm extra awkward.
I'm beyond awkward.
You're just standing there. It's, you know, what do you do? What am I supposed to do? Where do you look? What do you do with your hands?
Yeah.
I don't know. Just, it's a tough thing, but it's part of the job.
It was fun though. It was fun to go down in there and see the boys pregame, and saw Luke Voit yesterday. Still, you know. Great game from him. Good to see that.
So every time that you've gone into the clubhouse, Luke Voit has hit two home runs.
That's exactly right. Should bring me along.
He should be. Yeah, he should be basically inviting you there.
Personal valet, which I would do, by the way. All right, I'm done.
All guests on Ben and Woods appear on the Premier Chevrolet of Carlsbad fan hotline. Save money the right way with Premier Chevrolet of Carlsbad. Visit them today in the Carlsbad Auto Mall. Chevrolet, find new roads. All four NBA playoff series continue. No one has eliminated anyone. You got two chances tonight.
What happened to your beloved Warriors?
I don't know.
Night?
They, you know, it's one of those road games where you know you get a home game in your pocket still. And
it was actually one of the basketball games I looked and thought I should gamble on this.
On
they're
the
without
Warriors.
Ja Morant.
Yeah.
I mean, the spread was like 7. You got a chance to close them. I didn't, thank God.
Yeah.
What was the final?
134-95.
Wow.
No one wants to be eliminated at home in front of your fans that are there. They're expecting a great effort. I think at some point the Warriors just kind of said, all right, not our night. We've got two more chances, including one at home, Game 6. So that's on tomorrow, Friday. Bucks, that was the big win yesterday. They were down 14 in the fourth quarter.
Saw the last 40 seconds,
yep.
Which is all you needed to see from that game. I saw Giannis getting his eye patched up. Coming out, he made one, missed one, but they got the
big defensive
back.
Stop.
Oh my God. Yeah. Drew Holiday with just such an incredible block at the end on Marcus Smart, a heads up play as well. Look at me, just recap it.
So the Bucks can win the series tomorrow at home, and there's talk that Chris Middleton might be back even for that game tonight. Miami on the road with a 3-2 lead at the Philadelphia 76ers. Joel Embiid's obviously not 100% healthy, but he's already kind of pre-excuses on if he doesn't play well, I could not even be out there. I could just be sitting, and then I'll be criticized for that. But if I go out at less than 100%, I don't play well, then I get criticized for that. I don't like the headspace he's in at the moment.
Yeah, he's in the torture chamber right now, man.
So I kind of like the Miami Heat even on the road. And then the Phoenix Suns up 3-2 on the road to Dallas. Every home team has won every game
every
in
game.
That series.
Yep.
Kind of like that one going back to Phoenix for a game 7.
So beautiful.
See what happens tonight.
No Padre game tonight, so I'm sure it's an off day. I'm sure Twitter's going to be an actual hellscape. Take a walk around the neighborhood, get a deep breath. Enjoy yourself today.
And
you got the day off.
The AT&T Byron Nelson begins today in Dallas.
My beloved.
Woodsy used to caddy in that tournament at the Pro-Am for his dad.
Many, many times. I took Scottie Scheffler, Ben. I'm going to use my pick because I think he's going to win it.
Hometown guy.
Hometown kid.
Said now, where is that court? TPC Craig Ranch.
It's
north of Dallas. They used to play at a different course.
Las Colinas, which is like right by my old house and by my dad's old club. So, I don't know Craig Ranch. I've never heard of Craig Ranch before. No idea.
Sounds like a salad dressing.
If that helps you. Or some guy's name.
Yeah. So, and then next week's PGA Championship. Second major of the year. Tiger expected to play. Should be a good one in Oklahoma. So, a little golf update as well. That brings us to the end of this Ben and Woods program. It'll be up for sale as an NFT in about 15 seconds. For Paul Riedel, for Stephen Woods, I'm Ben Higgins. Have a great rest of your Thursday. Coach Quintero coming up next on San Diego's number one sports station, 97.3 The Fan.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back. Basketball is heating up. And the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.